The five commissioners were unanimous in voting to fine the mayor almost $21,000. They also fined city council officials Eric Garcetti, Jose Huizar, Herb Wesson, and Tony Cardenas a combined $13,300. Heather Holt is the executive director of the CEC.
These penalties were basing on the excess amount of the gifts beyond the initial $100. So the total fine is a little over $20,000, and that's in addition to the $21,000 fine that the FPPC has already ratified.
The FPPC is the California Fair Political Practices Commission. Yesterday, it fined the mayor $21,000 for failing to report 21 gifts over the last 4 years. He's avoiding the maximum $160,000 fine because his failure to report these gifts was unintentional. Among them were Lakers, Dodgers, and USC game tickets, award shows and after parties, and concerts.
These are the events that both parties agreed should have been reported, and therefore these were the events that were the subject of the FPPC's enforcement action.
The mayor accepted these gifts from restricted sources, which essentially means anyone with active business before the city.
We have 12 counts of gifts from restricted sources, and we have a chart that outlines it, it going back from 2007 through March of 2010.
These sources include the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences, AEG, BET Networks, and the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. These companies are also facing fines from the CEC.
It's not just our elected offices. It is all 6,000 of our city officials who are subject to the restricted source law. So everyone in every department who is required to file a Form 700 needs to be aware of these laws.
The combined penalties value almost $42,000. The mayor is working jointly with the FPPC and CEC to fully resolve the investigation and provide a comprehensive settlement. The mayor said earlier this month, "It is my responsibility to make sure I act in strict compliance with the applicable rule." Britt Thorson, Annenberg Radio News.